Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, April 1st, 2026. Happy May Day. It's also the Workers Over Billionaires National Day of Action, organized by a coalition of groups, including the organizers of the No Kings rallies. They're calling for upping the ante from the marches to apply economic pressure, including staying home from work or school or walking out of work or school and not buying anything today. More than 3,000 actions are planned across the U.S., quote, as working people across the country refuse to go along with business as usual, end quote. In Camden, there will be a nonviolent ruckus today on the Village Green starting at noon. In Bangor, the Peace and Justice Center of Eastern Maine is holding a rally later today with Maine unions, businesses, student organizations, community groups, and neighbors at Broadway Park starting at 3. From 3 to 5, there will be art and tabling, and then from 5 to 7 p.m., there will be a rally and a potluck. Waldo County Indivisible will be in town in Belfast this morning ahead of a protest at Post Office Square that starts at noon. And members of the Maine Education Association are holding rallies in Portland and Bangor this afternoon. Quote, the MEA members will be joining workers across the nation to take a stand for our families, our public schools, and our communities, end quote. They'll be rallying in Bangor at the high school parking lot from 4 to 5 p.m. today. You can find more listings at activatemaine.com. In other local news, one of Governor Mills' last acts before withdrawing from the Senate race was to veto the data centers bill. It was a bill that had wide bipartisan support and national attention for taking a proactive approach to dealing with the energy-intensive water-guzzling facilities. An attempt was made on Wednesday to override the veto, and the vote was 72-65 in favor of doing that, but a two-thirds vote is required to override the governor's veto. 13 representatives were absent from voting. Representative Adams of Lebanon, a Republican, Crockett of Portland, unenrolled, Duodera of Camden, Democrat, Ducharme of Madison, Republican, Fredette of Newport, Republican, Griffin of Levant, Republican, Kessler of South Portland, Democrat, Lanigan of Sanford, Republican, Montell of Gardner, Democrat, Paul of Winterport, Republican, Pluker of Warren, Independent, Scold of Portland, Democrat, and Supica of Bangor, Democrat, were not present for the vote. And let's take a look at a couple of events happening this weekend. On Saturday, Jane's Walk will bring a full day of free volunteer-led walking conversations to Ellsworth. Inspired by Jane Jacobs, the Global Festival encourages people to explore the places they live through local history, civic engagement, art, design, and shared observation. This year's Ellsworth lineup invites participants to join one walk or make a day of it, with topics ranging from walkability and downtown history to art, public spaces, and a seaweed-centered stroll through downtown. You can get more information about that at heartofellsworth.org. Just go to the section for Jane's Walk, and you can find out about the Jane's Walks happening statewide at janeswalkme.org. Coming up on Sunday, there will be a staged reading of Circus of Finance, a comedy about private equity featuring live circus, written and directed by local playwright Lisa Leverton. Quote, cheer on community members in leaps of daring as they contend with economics in acts they never anticipated. Audiences can expect dizzying and perilous acts featuring characters, attempts to learn what a leveraged buyout is while managing care for a parent when a nursing home closes, or working to understand why their home search isn't going well as they compete with private investors flipping homes, end quote. The staged reading will be followed by a panel discussion called Whose Economy? Community Initiatives for Autonomy and Stability. That's happening on Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. at the American Legion Hall in Belfast, with refreshments and socializing to follow. You can get more information at inquire-within.com. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown, news at weru.org. Happy May Day. I'll see you on Monday.